on shields you a little bit more, whereas the atomic torpedo is meant to hit you like an atomic torpedo, not to blast you. This is not a pellet burner by any means, and it doesn't blast you out or anything like that, but it's like a very bright, punchy, big IPA. And you get every bit of that.
You do, but don't you feel like there's a sweetness on it to almost soften the alpha?
And that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, the soften the alpha acids.
It's
of
not
the
like back in the day.
Oh, right,
When you would get like a Green Flash beer or something it was really good, but you're like, I'm not going to be able to taste anything for like 2 days
after
this.
Yeah, you're like drinking water.
This is a flavor accentuator. And again, it's another good beer to pair with food. And because you definitely want to eat some stuff to soak some of this up, you know.
Oh, heck yeah.
Have something on your stomach. But it's a super tasty beer. It's very, not aggressive, but assertive. And I really like where this beer's going. It's a really nice beer. I don't know that I've had the regular. I think I have had regular torpedo.
Yeah, we've had the regular torpedo.
This is definitely ramped up, and it's not, and it's good because like the regular torpedo is good, and sometimes when they try to amp up a beer and just make an imperial or super version of it, they just mess it up.
Yeah.
This is just a really good beer.
Yeah, this is a really good beer. And what are we going to rate the Atomic Torpedo?
Should we continue the theme?
I think we should. And we are going to rate this a 4. Yeah, I think the balance on this one is...
It's legit, man.
Yeah. I mean, obviously dialed in. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode has been about mixed packs, variety packs, whatever you want to call them. And today we've been talking about the Heavy Hitter IPA variety pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in Chico, California and Mills Creek, North Carolina. So before the breaks leading up to this, we've had a 7.2% double IPA, an 8% double IPA. Granted, one was hazy, one was not. And then
I think it's arguable that one was hazy.
Okay, fair. And then the Torpedo Imperial IPA at 9.2%. And now we are going to get to the Hop Bullet Imperial IPA Magnum Edition. Yes, hopheads are rejoicing everywhere. This is a limited release, 9.5%. ABV. The mighty Magnum Hop packs this edition of Hop Bullet with behemoth flavors of grapefruit, orange rind, and pine resin. This thing's a force, but it's also fleeting. So stock up now or miss out. Wow. Okay.
Nice piney aroma.
So, right. And I think the underlying theme of all four of these beers is like
bigness?
The pine citrusy kind of, I mean, yes, there's a little variation with tropical, but
I think these are all, you know, really true to Sierra Nevada and like what they do, you know? And yeah, they have a brewery in Mill Creek, North Carolina, but it's not like there's a North Carolina IPA or whatever. I guess there could be, but these are like, you know, West Coast beers, you know, or at least a West Coast take on beers. And they're also a study in how you make really big beer.
And not, you still have flavor.
And make it enjoyable and balance it. Because as you scale this ABV up, the balance on these IPAs can go askew very easily, either too malty that the hops don't keep up, or people will tend to overhop them and just blast you out and you don't really enjoy the beer fully.
Sure.
You know, or they just try to make the body so big and it's just juicy. And you're like, you get so full halfway through it, you know. And I don't, like, we've sampled, you know, three already. We're sampling the fourth one and it's really big. It's the biggest beer. I'm not really feeling overly full, you know. Probably got a little buzz, you know, a little happy boy, you know. But, I mean, that's to be expected too, though.
Oh, sure, sure.
But I don't feel like, oh, God, I'm so bloated or, you know, whatever. And we're not drinking the full beer, but still, you, with some of those 9% beers, you get that way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's really easy to, like, taste the alcohol and, like, forget about what the actual beer tastes like. But for this one being as high as it is, yes, there's a little bit of alcoholness to it.
A little bit.
But it's subtle.
Yeah.
And it's not, and you're tasting hops and you're tasting malt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's approachable for what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really impressed by that because I was thinking, oh gosh, we're in trouble here with this one. But no.
Does this give you hope for someone to produce an Imperial Russian stout mix pack?
No.
Of all 12% beers?
No.
I'm waiting for J.W. Lee's to make the Harvest Ale Barley Wine.
Variety pack.
Variety pack, yeah. Yeah,
like circa 2002 to 2010.
If you did a 24-year vertical of barley wines in a variety pack, J.W. Lee's, listen to me right now. I just thought of that. All right, I'm speaking directly to you.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine have to make how one. Expensive that would be.
They've only got to make one.
Okay.
And just send it to me.
And give it to Dave.
Yes. I will be buried with it.
Okay, fair. What are you thinking about rating this beer?
I don't know. What are you thinking about rating this beer? Yeah.
I'm thinking a 3.
Oh, really? What detracts from this one for the from
it's
the others?
It's just because of the high ABV.
I mean, I don't see that as a detractor, but
no,
I'll go with you.
Okay, no,
ride or
go
die.
For it? You want to go for it?
Well, I just feel like I think they did a great job with it.
Okay,
so okay,
all right, 4 it is then.
I got your back, Sierra Nevada.
It's just a lot.
It is, but I mean, I'm a lot, and does that mean you would rate me less?
Well, no.
Well, see, there okay. you go.
Fair,
you
fair, know. Fair. Now,
I like this.
What would you have with this beer?
I don't, man.
I mean, are we talking like a big 4-course dinner, 5-course dinner with it?
I think this is, you know, maybe like a big roast beef sandwich, some pizza, anything like some good pub food. You know, yeah, I think I would have that because, or something spicy because this beer would kind of cut through that spice. I
okay.
Think. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But I think it's well done. It's just, for me and my taste, it's just going to be a lot.
It's a lot.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and I think this is, you know, that the one beer out of the pack where the main hop head may have to tackle this section of the sure, mix pack
sure
and let the other guys handle the other parts
yeah handle it lighter
yeah
because yeah. over I mean for me overall I'm not gonna rate a 9, 10, 11% IPA ish style beer really high anyways just because I'm like is it necessary really?
Well, you know? I mean, I think you think back to like 90 minute IPA and some of the 120 minute, yeah. some of the really monsters. And I think the ones that do it really well are few and far between.
Sure.
You know, but I could sure. tell you, if I had to guess and poke inside your brain, Cosmic Little Thing was probably the one that you sort of identified with most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I did like the Torpedo too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that one, I mean, I don't think there was a bad beer in the.
No. And so, okay, rating this, like looking at it at the store, picking it up, having that expectation, mm-hmm. the Sierra Nevada expectation, if you will, and then now trying these. Are you happy?
Yeah. I mean, I think. If you think about it, that pack, you probably had $1.50 a beer.
That's crazy. Especially for all that hops.
You're never going to find that anywhere.
No. And the fact that they're in cans, they're going to last a little bit. I mean, yes, it's better to keep it cooler than keep it warm.
Yep.
But I mean, that pretty much goes with like any beer, really. But I think that like over a long weekend, I mean, you're hanging out with your homebrew or beer buddies. This is a perfect.
I think you could have this
variety pack to
for
have.
A few weeks, yeah. you know,
yeah,
and put it in your rotation with your light lagers and Czech pilsners.
And, yeah, sure. And kind of balance out the light of the pilsner with this. And I could see that happening.
Definitely think this is worth someone who likes hops picking up.
Yeah.
Or if you love someone who likes hops, pick it up for them.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. And Sierra Nevada is one of those breweries that is classic.
If there's a safe bet in buying beer,
they're one of them.
Sierra Nevada's probably a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. And with their distribution,
you can get it almost anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what makes it special. So overall, what would you rate the variety pack itself?
I would give the variety pack itself a 5.
Perfect. Well, that's going to do it for today. What do you think about that? Good old boy Dave, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Follow me on Instagram at good old boy Dave. At good old boy Dave. And you can email us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com if you want to send me beer, J.W. Lee.
He's waiting patiently. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
see me fall. You'll never see me falter. You'll never see me fall. You'll never see me falter. You'll never see me fall. You'll never see me falter.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
the home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronics Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.